Estevan. DW Wellness Project WPIC. New Wellness Committee officially launched. Cut line. From left, Police Chief Jamie Blunden, Committee Member Melanie Meller, Committee Chairwoman Shelley Varoba, and Members Becca Ford, Laura Mell and Heidi Hasselink. By David Wilberg. The Estevan Community Wellness Committee took another step forward with its official launch Thursday during a press conference at Affinity Place. Chairwoman Shelley Varoba said that the press conference was an opportunity to create awareness about the committee, launch its new logo and share its plan to help build a stronger, safer community. A community that knows and cares for their neighbors and looks out for each other. Committee member Heidi Hasselink, who is the executive director of the United Way Estevan, said the committee hopes to create a local program similar to the Block Parent Initiative that used to be in Estevan and many communities, as well as a neighborhood watch. It is also hosting regular community games nights and it wants more opportunities for free events that bring the community together. Varoba noted when they looked into the Block Parent program, they found out there wasn't anything in Canada, so they're looking to create an alternative that will be similar but Estevan-focused. I believe the Neighborhood Watch is still in effect in different cities, so we will be trying to maybe look at that, and see if we can get that program and utilize it if possible. The other thing we're looking at is affordable transportation options for people who need to get to medical appointments, for people who live and work in Estevan and don't always have a ride when it's minus 30 but can't afford a cab every day to work. Varoba hopes the Block Parent Program and the Neighborhood Watch can be established by September 2025. We're lacking that safe spot from home to school, so our goal would be to somehow find homes that are available, even if it was just before and after school, during the lunch hour to put that sign up in their window to say, hey, I'm a safe house. So there's a lot of logistics we have to work out, like how do we vet these people, who gets to be able to apply, what is the time commitment that we need. When she was growing up, Varoba knew which houses were involved in Block Parent, and even if the sign wasn't in the window, she felt better knowing those people were in the neighborhood. We're just looking for people to start becoming part of the community again, to start getting out there and getting to know your neighbors. The committee is also planning to host a fundraising banquet on January 20, 2025, that would create awareness for mental health and wellness, and generate funds for the committee's efforts, including the creation of a website and planning free events to bring the community together and build relationships. A guest speaker, who will help highlight the challenges associated with mental health concerns, will be announced at a later date. Varoba said the committee is looking for a sponsor for the speaker, and they're also looking for a meal sponsor. Committee member Becca Ford said the date was selected because it is known as Blue Monday and is often viewed as the saddest day of the year. The hope is to reduce the stigma associated with mental illness and make it easier for people to access help by getting people talking and highlighting the supports that already exist in our community, and by acknowledging that we aren't alone in our struggles, said Ford. Tickets are expected to be $40 each or $300 for a table of eight. The committee was started after a pilot project in 2023. It brought multiple agencies together to create a plan, with funding from the Ministry of Corrections, Policing and Public Safety's Community and Well-Being Grant. Four priority areas, mental wellness, substance abuse and addictions, education and employment, and victimization, have been identified. The logo was created by Lemon Wedge Marketing. Varoba said it's bright and it represents the circle of organizations coming together to create the committee. More than 20 organizations were originally in the pilot program, and now the committee has 8 to 10 members at most of its meetings. We're still looking for more people and we're looking for more volunteers who would like to help head up the committee, such as the Neighborhood Watch program or the Community Parent program that we're looking at forming. The committee has been working slowly, Varoba said, but they have made good progress with their efforts. We're trying to look into the different things that the city already has, the initiatives that are in place for mental health and wellness, said Varoba.